This is the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, Lost Lake Press, and Kill Your Darlings Candle Company, and always streaming at rightscast.net. Halloween cometh, as does National Novel Writing Month, and Kill Your Darlings Candle Company is preparing for the merriment and, well, the misery that accompanies the forthcoming holiday season. Are you struggling with writer's block as the year comes to an end? Burn it away with Kill Your Darlings Candle Company's new candle by that very name. Yes, their writer's block candle is a proprietary blend of oak, smoke, and whiskey, and it's a must burn whenever you're desperate for the words to burn through you. And then, of course, there's Diverged in a Wood, an homage to the Robert Frost poem, The Road Not Taken. Diverged in a Wood smells of fir, spruce, cedar, and campfire, or, in other words, it's the perfect candle to introduce some solace to your reading and writing regimen or to complement your seasonal soirees. So visit kydcandleco.com today to get your writer's block, Diverged in a Wood, or other candles from their signature selection. Again, that's kydcandleco.com. Kill Your Darlings Candle Company. Candles for the wordsmiths of the world. Struggle is a part of every creative endeavor, and it's far too often that the struggle can seem to outweigh the prospective rewards of perseverance. But as we hear from others all the time on the RightsCast Network, perseverance is ultimately what separates the wishful and wanting from those who get out there and simply do. That said, it takes more than perseverance to make one's dreams reality, and this episode's guest offers five virtues that can keep us grounded as we aim to do just that. Hey there, I'm International Book Awards finalist and RightsCast Network founder R.R. Campbell, and welcome to episode 92 of your listener-supported R.R. Campbell RightsCast here on the RightsCast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, Lost Lake Press, and Kill Your Darlings Candle Company. This episode's guest is Hector Colon, who has gone from boxing ring to boardroom, a journey he details in his book by that very title. As a boxer, Hector was a member and champion of the U.S. national boxing team, won 7 national titles, and competed in the 1992 Olympic trials. Ultimately, he stepped away from the ring to pursue servant leadership through Lutheran Social Services and as a member of the UW Board of Regents after having been appointed to the position by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers in March of 2020. Hector, clearly, is quite accomplished, and it was my pleasure to chat with him about his 5 virtues for life, leadership, and, now, writing. Stay tuned after our conversation for more about what you can expect next from the RightsCast Network, and thanks, as always, for listening. Well, thank you so much, Hector Colon, for joining me for this episode of the R.R. Campbell RightsCast here on the RightsCast Network.
Thank you. So happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this conversation. It's a little outside what we would normally touch on the RightsCast Network, but I think what you have in your book and what we're going to cover in this conversation will be really useful to our listeners. So why don't we start by defining for listeners, just in list form, what the 5 virtues for life and leadership are. Can you just kind of list them off for us?
Yes, thank you. They are magnanimity, humility, courage, perseverance, and temperance.
All right, so we got 5 words there. They're 5 very strong words, and we're going to have a lot to cover once we dive into them one by one. But before we get into diving into them one by one, Hector, how is it that you came into understanding the importance of these 5 virtues, and how did your time in the boxing ring and later the boardroom lead you to them?
Yeah, it was really just going through a journey of my life from my early childhood experiences, my boxing ring experiences, and then leading to this CEO level. There were basically virtues that kind of really led me to the CEO level. And I think about them as really striving to be a champion when I was a boxer, and then striving for greatness when I was a CEO. And then how I was influenced by so many others along my journey, and how that helped me become a servant leader as a CEO, and then how I've had to face my fears going throughout my life and career, and taking jobs maybe I wasn't qualified for, or stepping into the ring, which takes a lot of courage, and then just not giving up, you know, whether it be in the boxing ring or, you know, through my life and my career, and
And then about self-control, you know, when you're in the ring, you have to have lots of temperance and self-control. And that virtue helped me out a lot in my life and to the rise to the CEO.
It seems like there are a lot of ways that you're drawing from your experience in the boxing ring and then, of course, in your career in the boardroom, reaching CEO level positions. And I kind of want to tease out now how that's going to apply to writers. So why don't we dive right in with magnanimity? So what is it that you mean by magnanimity, and how can understanding and embracing that help us as writers?
Yeah, magnanimity is really about striving for greatness, really giving your best. And when you're a boxer, you know, nothing but the championship title is the best. Being number two, number three, even though that might be good, it's not great. And so this is really about striving for greatness. And so I would say for writers, you know, this is, gives us an opportunity to write something that's remarkable and honorable and could really change lives and give it your very best so that you can make those changes in the lives of others.
And how, Hector, have you found yourself translating your experiences in the ring and in the boardroom to sort of striving for magnanimity as you have been putting your book out in the world?
Yeah, so it's writing the book is very hard. And when you're a boxer and you're striving for greatness, you're striving to be the champion, you have to be dedicated. You have to be determined. And you have to be disciplined. And you take those same D's, three D's, and you apply that into writing. If you want to write something that's great, you need to be dedicated, determined, and disciplined, and put forth the time in order to write something that's great.
Because if there's one thing we know about writing, it's just like so many other things, it takes time to become competent and to become confident. And it seems that the way that we achieve competence and confidence would be through these three D's. And I really like, you've got a lot of really great alliteration. You've got a lot of nice lists. It just makes it really bite-sized and easily digestible. But boiling it down to dedication, determination, and discipline to help us achieve or work toward magnanimity seems like a really great starting point for this conversation. So appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
And in terms of giving thanks, that kind of ties a little bit in here to the second of these five virtues for life, leadership, and writing here as well, and that is humility. That's the second of the five virtues, and let's explore then maybe now what it is that humility can do for us on our writing journey or how it's perhaps applied to your time in the ring and in the boardroom.
Yeah, you know, I think about humility, and I think about the service of others have given me throughout my life. Whether it be my mom, who served us as well as the homeless when my father left to Puerto Rico when I was 12 years old, or my coach who sacrificed his weekends, his nights, and took me into his home where he loved me, fed me, and made sure that I was a champion that I am today. So I think about humility really at its core is how we serve others and rely on others for strength. So within the context of writing the book, you know, are you willing to get help? And do you draw on that help in order to make your book better, to make your writing better? Are you willing to get that feedback? Are you willing to get that help? You know, don't go alone in writing a book. You know, rely on others. Be humble and get that help. And the more that you're willing to get that help, I think the better your writing will be. And then I would challenge all of us to make sure that we're supporting others along their journeys and giving back to them. The more you give to others, the more you'll get in return.
What I'm really picking out of your response there, it's making me think of a phrase I've been encountering on and off lately, and it's been a while since I've seen it popping up. I don't know if it's becoming more a la mode again or if it's just on the tip of my tongue here, but what you're saying there really makes me think about the idea of servant leadership. And do you see that being a component to this idea of humility here as well?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really a core tenet of servant leadership. And putting others first and the characteristics of listening, of awareness, of healing, the growth and development of others is really at the core
of servant leadership, and humility is a great virtue that is at the essence of what servant leadership is about.
If you've visited my author website or social media profiles before, you've likely noticed a number of high-quality images of my books in quite a few different picturesque settings. And this might have had you wondering, well, who did I pay to take those photos? How much did it cost, and was it possibly worth it? Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret. I did not pay a photographer for those photos, and I was able to create them in minutes and for far less than you might think. How did I make those photos? Well, I used Mockup Shots. Mockup Shots is an online software by Adazing that lets you upload your book covers to create high-quality images of your books for marketing and publicity purposes. Using Mockup Shots has helped me further develop my brand and sharpened my web presence, whether that be on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or my author site. Not only that, but Mockup Shots has saved me tons of time. Whenever I need a stunning new photo of one of my books, I can simply hop into Mockup Shots and generate one in minutes. So if this sounds awesome, well, I can assure you it is. And right now, you can get a deal available to our RightsCast Network listeners by visiting bit.ly/coverphotosdeal to check out Mockup Shots, get a couple of sample images of your own, and hey, see if the software is right for you. Again, the place to visit is bit.ly/coverphotosdeal. And one concrete example that's also just sort of at the forefront of my mind right now is this idea of being part of the community, like you said. And an example that I've come into recently is this. I have a writing friend who I have really adored the books that she's got published out in the world in the nonfiction space. She has also really enjoyed some of my fiction. She's transitioning now into writing fiction and happened to reach out to me recently and say, hey, would you be willing to blurb my fiction book that's coming out in 2021? And I think, well, of course, we're part of the same community. We want to make sure that we help each other. You've been so great to me, and I want to make sure that I set a good example for myself and for you of what it can mean to really team up, you know, and be part of this community and do so in a way that serves others and sets that positive example. So a lot of really, it's already speaking to me here, Hector. This is good stuff.
That's wonderful. I really appreciate that. And yeah, how can we help each other in our journeys? It's really hard. This is a tough journey, writing a book and putting your thoughts on paper. And yeah, to the extent we can support one another, you know, as I've gone on this journey myself, and I'm on Twitter, and I see the writing community on Twitter just really being that, like, humble servant supporters. You know, there's this effort to really support one another. So I think that's been very cool experience as I've gone on this journey in writing my book.
And that's certainly where I got my start as well. It was, of course, there were some events in the local community as well, but it turns out that there are plenty of people online. There are people that start out as strangers, and at various points in time, you exchange with them on Twitter or on Facebook, or you have them on a podcast, or you're invited on their podcast, whatever the case is. And I know I certainly have people who have been on this show in the past who I invited on to talk about, I don't know, a topic that was important to them, as is often is the case. And then they come back later, they're a guest, we just become friends by email, and really relationships grow from that. And it's just so wonderful to see that from this place of humility, from this place of everyone sort of striving for magnanimity, we can start trending towards something that actually transcends writing and becomes something so much more. And that's only with two of the five virtues so far.
That's awesome. Yes.
And one of the things, of course, that it takes to reach out into the community and to participate in the community is courage. You know, it's imperative for that and so many other endeavors, particularly when we're working in the creative space. And with courage being the third of your five virtues here, how specifically is it important to one's writing process? And then later, as we query, publish, and promote our work, what does courage mean in the context of all of that?
Yeah, I think first, it's really about facing your fears. There might be a lot of hesitation. There might be, you know, feedback you get from others, like why you and what's unique about your book or your story. And so part of courage is facing those fears and move forward in spite of the challenges. And when you do that, you might be able to do something that is honorable and remarkable and could have a positive influence on others.
But it takes a lot of courage. You know, you might feel that you're going to fail, or others might tell you, you know, your story isn't that great. And so courage is about moving beyond and past all of that noise and being willing to move forward, even in spite of those challenges and comments that are made along your journey.
And I would say, too, that there is something important with courage that we can often, or I know I often, can lose sight of. And it's this idea that simply sitting down to do any amount of writing does take some courage, because even if only to yourself, you're putting yourself out there on that first draft. And as we advance in our writing career, or as we advance in our career in the boxing ring or in the boardroom, it can be easy, I'm sure, to lose sight of how it takes courage to do even some of that simple stuff. And so reflecting on courage from time to time seems like it would be a really important way to ensure that we remain grounded, but also recognize how far we have come rather than get down on ourselves, for example.
That's absolutely correct. And when I think about back with my boxing, you know, it takes a lot of courage to enter into that ring. I mean, you go into that ring with lots of fear. I don't care how good you are. All the greats have said it. Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, they go into that ring with fear. But it is really the preparation. Again, those three D's, the dedication, determination, and discipline that they've applied that really has given them confidence to enter into that ring. I look at my career, you know, I stepped into roles that I probably wasn't qualified for, but then I worked extremely hard in order to give me the confidence to enter into those roles, and I did very well. Same thing with writing, you know, why me? Who is Hector Colon? I think a lot about myself. I think I'm pretty good, and I think I have a story. But then again, you know, it takes a lot of courage to enter into that space. There, you know, I don't know, millions of writers out there. But if you have a story, and you're dedicated, determined, and disciplined, and you surround yourself with support, you can write something that is pretty awesome, and likely unique. That others would benefit from.
And what we're seeing here again is some really nice connectivity between this idea that dedication, determination, and discipline are going to lead to the competence and confidence that we might need to be courageous enough to overcome our fears while striving for magnanimity and remaining humble along the way. So it's an Ouroboros, you know, it's feeding back onto itself.
Yes, definitely.
Almost like you designed it that way, right?
Hey, these virtues are all interchangeable and thrive with each other.
And that brings us actually to our next one then, because this ties in some ways to those three D's, this idea of determination, but we're talking about it in the form of perseverance. And this is a topic, Hector, that's come up all of the time on the RightsCast Network, so it's no surprise that this is among your five virtues. So personally for you, how do you view perseverance, and why, in your opinion, was it important enough to make your list of five virtues?
Oh, man, perseverance is so important. And this is really, at its essence, is about not giving up. And it's also about be willing to fail. If you don't fail, it's probably because you're not, you know, taking enough risk. You're not really stretching forth to reach your full potential. So in boxing, I failed, lost my first fight, wanted to give up, lost my second fight, wanted to give up. And my coach said, champ, you got natural talent. Don't give up. Don't be a quitter. And it was the way he said it that really convinced me. I felt the challenge for the first time in my life, and I didn't give up. I ended up becoming a 7-time national champion in 6 different weight classes, traveling all over the world with the United States national boxing team. And when I left boxing, then I went to school, and I ended up struggling at first, but graduated with honors. And then I take my first OT entrance exam so that I can practice occupational therapy. I failed my first test. I failed my second test. I didn't give up. And if I finally passed that third time, you know, rising to the CEO. I got passed over for two significant opportunities, and now
I'm the presidency first non-Lutheran, non-pastor, non-Norwegian to one of the largest nonprofit organizations in the entire Midwest. If I would have given up, I would never be in this role. When I was writing this book, oh my gosh, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I wanted to give up plenty of times. Like I started writing and okay, this ain't flowing right. And then I started feeling better. And then I started sharing versions with others and they're like, I don't know about this. This doesn't look too good. And I didn't give up. And I believe that this book, I already know it. I'm getting tons of feedback from others on how they have seen themselves in my story, how much inspired they have been from my story, and how their lives are changing from my story. Imagine if I would have given up. These stories wouldn't be stories that I would be able to share today.
This episode is brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing. Dandelion Web Marketing helps writers build a thriving author platform through strategic web marketing. If you're not sure if you're on the right track with your website, well, one of their author website audits can help you find out. And right now, listeners to the RightsCast Network can take 50%, that's 50% off one of these audits. When you take 50% off, this audit will look at your site's content, its security, its design, and search engine optimization, and it'll provide you with insight into what you might do to better connect with your audience. So to learn the strengths and weaknesses of your current website and take half off, visit dandelionwebmarketing.com/rightscast to learn more. That's dandelionwebmarketing.com/rightscast. And that is all, I mean, really incredible to hear, as it is so many times when people share how important perseverance has been to their journey, whether it's specifically with writing or, as you've given us here, examples from boxing, from the boardroom. And this is making me think a lot about an episode we actually had debut recently on the RightsCast Network. It was Profiles in Encouragement, episode 4. And in that one, I actually spent the first about 10 minutes of the episode talking about, for a change, myself and my own experience with perseverance and how when I had my debut science fiction novel come out, it was well received, but then momentum fell off and I got very down on myself. I was really worried about its ability to succeed in the marketplace. I didn't submit it to any competitions or awards. And then 2 years later, I just happened to see an award that it was maybe eligible for. I submitted it to those awards. And on just a whim, here I am a couple of months later, I found out that that book has been named a finalist in the International Book Awards. And had I not persevered, had I completely and totally given up, well, that's an accolade that I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have the confidence that comes from that. And so you got to take, it's that Wayne Gretzky thing, you know, you miss the shots you don't take kind of thing. I know that's cliche, but it is so true in so many ways.
Congratulations. You know, that's wonderful, wonderful story. And, you know, I'm sure you learned a lot just by applying for that. And I hope you'll get it. And I'm sure you will. You know, what if you didn't? I'm sure you're going to take that as a learning opportunity. And that next opportunity that comes up, you're going to apply for it and you're going to get that one. So that's about not giving up, man, and going out there and willing to fail. And through those failures, I think we can learn a lot.
And like you say, you know, win or no win, there's so much to be learned along the way. And there's something to say about, hey, you know, in your case, getting to travel with the U.S. Olympic boxing team. I mean, even if you don't win a gold medal, holy cow, you get to do all of this travel. You get to have this incredible experience going around the world and doing something you love. Whether my book wins or not, it was still a finalist in some really cool awards. And that's something that you can always take with you. No one can ever take it from you.
That's great. I wish you a lot of luck. And again, I'm sure you're going to get it.
Well, I appreciate that, Hector. Thank you so much for that. We do, of course, have another virtue that we need to touch on here, and that is this idea of temperance. And this was one that when I saw this listed among the five virtues stood out to me because I had never really thought about it in the context of writing before. So what is it that you mean by temperance, and why is it important for writers?
Oh man, it's so important. You know, when I was a boxer, you learn temperance. You have to have self-control and self-restraint
when you're in that ring, you get hit, you can't get mad. This is a boxing match, not a fight. You need to strategize and focus and make sure that you won't get hit, but you can't get mad. Maybe you might get hit with a low blow and the referee doesn't see it. You can't go back and hit the guy with a low blow. You might get disqualified. So you learn temper and self-control in that ring that's applicable to life and leadership. And so within the context of a book, you know, you're going to have lots of naysayers. You're going to get negative feedback. You could get, why you? And you can't let that get to your mind. You have to have self-control. You have to have self-restraint. You can, even though those comments may be a little negative, maybe they think they're trying to provide you with positive feedback because they love you. Maybe they just have low expectations. Maybe they think you can't truly do it, but you can respond in a way with temperance and with control and with ease and with calm, and move forward. You know, those are very important virtues this is a very important virtue, especially within the context of writing, because writing is so hard and you're going to have lots of people, you know, eventually reading your book, or lots of people that are going to be involved in your journey, and things are going to be said that are not easy to swallow sometimes. And you have to have that temperance.
And sometimes, you know, I found myself in that position. I get a challenging review, or even it's just feedback on an early version of a manuscript from someone that, you know, you spend some time thinking about it, but you still can't wrap your head around what it is that they're going for there. Well, that's why you embrace all of these other virtues and you find yourself with a supportive community of people you can reach out to and say, hey, you know, I'm kind of struggling with this thing that just happened to me. You were able to talk it out in a safe space, perhaps behind closed doors, so to speak, rather than foregoing or forsaking temperance and having maybe one of those public Twitter meltdowns that we see from people once in a while because, well, then where are you? And so when we think about it in terms of control and understanding that temperance plays into all of these other virtues, just like the others play into all of the others, I know we're going circular here a little bit, but that seems like it's just so important to keep in mind, not just for our careers, but for our own emotional and mental well-being.
That's right. Yes, it's so important. You know, don't be alone. You know, rely on others and get those support systems to help you. You're going to be much better and well-rounded, and your book is going to be much better if you have that kind of help.
Always got to be on the lookout for that help. Well, Hector, this has been a really excellent conversation. I've got a couple more questions for you here before we part ways. We've talked, of course, about all five of the virtues that you have, but what other words of encouragement can you offer writers at any stage of their journey?
Yeah, I kind of want to summarize a little bit of the virtues again here and just say that go strive for greatness. You know, do something write something that is remarkable and honorable and could make a difference in not only your life, your family's life, community life, and the nation and world, and move forward with humility. You know, go out there and serve others and allow them to support you as well in this journey, which is really so difficult. And go out there and face your fears. Fight to move forward, even when it's difficult, even when you have the negative feedback or the criticism or the naysayers. Face your fears and go forward with your goals. And don't give up. Do not give up. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. You're going to have to rewrite and rewrite. And if you're like me, rewrite maybe five different more times. and I'm going to tell you, don't give up. If you stick with it and if you get support, it'll pay off. And throughout the process, have that temperance. Have that self-control, because this is really, really hard and you're going to have things thrown at you. But have that calm
be at ease and have that temperance. And you know, if I could make a call, you know, your writing, when you put your thoughts on paper and with this book, you could have a tremendous influence on the world. And so right now, more than ever, in the midst of this political polarization, in the midst of the civil unrest, your words could be powerful. And if I look at all of these words combined, there's one word that emerges, and that is love. If we loved each other more, in spite of our differences, if we loved each other more, in spite of our backgrounds, we would be a much better world to live in. And so writers, you have a powerful tool, and that is that pen. You have a powerful tool, and that is your mind and those thoughts that you can put into paper. So together as writers, let's work one book at a time on how we can change our world for the better so that all can live, work, and play in the United States of America in a way with peace, with love, and with joy.
I gotta say, Hector, I'm waiting for a banner to fall behind you and some balloons and confetti, and it's gonna say like Hector Cologne 2024, because that was a heck of a speech. You got that one down.
No, I'm not. Yeah, at LSS, we're the president and CEO there, where I can have a huge impact on the lives of the people that we serve and the people I work with. And, you know, so I would invite all to learn more about Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan and be part of our story.
Well, that's fantastic, Hector. I really appreciate you sharing that with all of us. I appreciate you sharing your virtues with us here today. Before we part ways, though, I do think it's important that we share with listeners the full title of your book, if you would, and also where it is that they can find you online.
Yes. So the full title of my book is My Journey from Boxing Ring to Boardroom, Five Virtues for Life and Leadership. And I my website is Hector Cologne. MKE.com. You can look up my website. You can purchase my book on the website. I'm also on Instagram, which is Hector.Cologne.MKE. I'm also on LinkedIn, and you can find me at Hector Cologne MKE. That's my LinkedIn. And I have a Facebook, From Boxing Ring to Boardroom. Find me on Facebook. So follow me on any one of those social media platforms. Look up my website. Book me for a speaking engagement as well. I am on the circuit to do keynote speeches relating to the virtues. And so please consider that.
Very good. We've got quite a few places to find Hector Cologne online. I know I will be giving you all of those follows the second that we wrap up this conversation here. So thank you again, Hector, for joining me for this episode of the R.R. Campbell Rightscast here on the Rightscast Network.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be with you, Ryan. I wish you much success in your endeavors and all the writers that are out there. God bless you, and I wish you much success.
And there, as they say in the world of boxing, is the final bell. Thanks to Hector Cologne for joining us, and thanks to you, dear listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you could leave the Rightscast Network a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. This will help the Rightscast Network reach more writers like you, and building that sense of community is what we, and I hope you, are all about. To those of you who have already left us a rating and review, thank you. I'd also like to thank the Rightscast Network's patrons who contribute to our programming financially at patreon.com/rightscast. In exchange for their support, Rightscast Network patrons get access to some great patron perks, including Rightscast swag like stickers, t-shirts, and mugs, discounts on my editing services, and entries into monthly drawings for partial manuscript critiques performed by yours truly. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, you can join patrons like Laura Hazen and Angeline Boley today in supporting our programming directly at $1, $2, or $3 per episode or per month. Any level of contribution will get you access to some of those fantastic patron perks, so become a supporter now by making your pledge at patreon.com/rightscast. That's patreon.com/rightscast. Thanks as well to our on-air sponsors Dandelion Web Marketing, Lost Lake Press, and Kill Your Darlings Candle Company. To learn more about them or our other sponsors, you can visit rightscast.net/sponsors. We're also grateful for audio support from Electronauts, Inc. To learn more about their audio production and maintenance services, visit electronautsinc.com. That's electronautsinc.com. Coming up next on the Rightscast Network is an interview of author Mary Jane Capps, who will join me to discuss squaring off against imposter syndrome. So stay tuned. That episode will debut on rightscast.net, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune into podcasts next week. In the meantime, say hello on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rightscast, or by searching for the Rightscast Network. We're also available by email at rightscast@gmail.com, and you can now call us at area code 608-284-8342, where you can leave a voicemail with questions for future guests or other matters you'd like us to address in our programming. Again, that number is 608-284-8342. To reach me personally, you can visit rrcampbellwrites.com or holler at me on Twitter as @IamRRCampbell. I love hearing from listeners of all backgrounds, so please don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is R.R. Campbell signing off. Write on and write well. This is the Rightscast Network, brought to you by Dandelion Web Marketing, Lost Lake Press, and Kill Your Darlings Candle Company, and always streaming at rightscast.net.